If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me.
Whoop. Make me say my, my, my.
I done been around the world.
Yeah, I was made for this.
Player Performance with J.A. Cavalier.
Welcome back to another episode of Player Performance. I am J.A. Cavalier, your favorite capper's favorite capper. If you're here looking for free picks for Pro Football Week 7, looking for those NFL winners, you're in the right place. Go ahead, subscribe to the channel, smash the like button. Appreciation is always appreciated. As always, 21 and over. If you're going to play, please be responsible. Set your limits, stay within your means. We're gonna dive right into NFL Week 7 in just a sec. First, let's recap Week 6 with Tessa Hall.
Back it up.
One more time.
All right, let's see that again.
Here's your NFL Week 6 recap. Death, taxes, Chargers losing on the final drive of the game. Broncos country is developing a mental health hotline for their tortured fans. Malik Willis is the first QB in the history of the NFL to actively seek out sacks. Panthers had the Fins in the first half, and at absolutely no other time. C.J. Stroud is running away with the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Arthur Smith should be sent to a prison for the way he runs offense. Gardner Minshew had Minshew interception mania against his old team. Joey B let out an explosive 17-point offense in a win against Seattle. A guy that looked like he'd never played QB before last week suited up for Chicago, and his name wasn't Justin Fields. The Niners are this week's The NFL is Hard example after losing to a Watson-less Browns. The Bucs have to retire the creamsicle. Nothing good happens in them. Bill Belichick seen in Tampa looking for his retirement home. Zach Wilson is serviceable. The Jets knocked out the last remaining undefeated. Josh Allen must have paid a ref to keep the Bills churning against New York.
So we started the season hot, then cooled off a little bit. Still in the black, still up money, but overall mixed results. Best bets, however, a perfect 5-0 on the show this season. Vikings-Bears under the posted total last week. The total was never threatened in that game. Let's keep that going, and I believe we will. I love the card this weekend. Spots set up perfectly for us this week. And I do say for us, the public had their fun to this point, but I do think it's over. The public are about to get rolled. And listen, it's not what I'm wishing upon them. It's not what I want for them, but it's coming. And that's why I'm here, to help navigate through the NFL. I'm here to show you just how sharp this tool is. Also, I do it for the community. You guys know I do it for the love. I do it for those who can't afford to purchase packages. And listen, if you can't afford to purchase a package, don't. We do enough for you guys for free. But listen, if I can inform the otherwise uninformed, I'm all about it. Also, when choosing a capper, you guys should know and trust that there is a process. And you should be comfortable with said process. Also, know that that capper is putting his money where his mouth is. You guys didn't know. Hey, listen, if you know nothing about me, you know this. You know I ride. He should also understand line functionality. Why are lines moving in one direction or the other? Is that the public? Is that sharp money? Not just read off stats and trends. Experience is a handicapper slash gambler's best friend, and I've been doing this for over 25 years. You know what? I know who Nate McLennan's best friend is this week. That's right, Nate McLennan, 8303. You are last week's gift card winner. Contact us via email. If you guys want to jump in the contest this week, it's simple. You want a chance to win this week's Amazon gift card? It's simple. Subscribe to the channel, drop a like on this episode, and then drop a comment below. Best comment wins a $200 Amazon gift card. 21 and over. Again, please be responsible. Now the reason we're all here, we are locked, we are loaded, we are ready to roll right into NFL Week 7.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
Raiders versus Bears.
The Raiders are laying 3. The total here is set at 37.5. So we have a little bit of good news, bad news in this game. The bad news, of course, is it's the Raiders-Bears. The good news, it's not being played in London. No 9:30 a.m. start this week. Look, I'm all about promoting and building your brand, expanding your brand, but it has to make sense. Waking up at 9:30 on Sunday for an NFL game just doesn't. Imagine living on the West Coast, NFL game kicking off at 6:30 in the morning. In what world does that make sense? But there is a solution, and if I'm going to present the problem, I'm also going to present the solution. I have the solution because I do believe you have to get into the European market. It's a gold mine. The reach of the NFL is bigger than ever. A lot of that has to do with playing in Europe. But look, only play teams off a bye week. Switch the game to a weeknight, whether it be Wednesday or Thursday. I mean, if you switch it to Thursday, it has to be better than some of the shit you've been putting on Thursday nights this season. But think about it. Teams are coming off a bye week, so travel won't be an issue. Then those playing in Europe have that extra time before their next game. Look, it's food for thought, and it makes perfect sense. What makes perfect sense in this spot is Chicago's team total under 17.5. Justin Fields is doubtful. Probably he's not going to play. That means it's Tyson Bagent, whatever his name is. He's going to get the start. Listen, this guy was playing schools like Colorado School of Mine. Yes, that's a real school. And he was sacked 8 times in that game. Now he has to face Vegas. Bagan had 83 yards and an interception last week in mop-up duty when Fields went down. But the Bears' offense sucked with Fields. Bottom five in almost every offensive category that matters. And if you take out the one game against Washington, the game that Fields went off in, they are averaging 17 points a game. I don't think they're going to hit 17 in this game. The run game would have to be perfect for them to even sniff the end zone, but they're missing both RB1 and RB2. Second string quarterback that no one's ever heard of. Third string running back. I would be shocked if they scored more than 10 points in this spot. Give me the Bears team total under 17.5.
Browns versus Colts.
The Browns are laying 3. The total here is at 40.5. And look, you're not going to catch magic in a bottle twice. Give me the 3 points with Indianapolis. Last week, that was just the spot, the perfect storm. Bad weather conditions, then Debo goes down, McCaffrey goes down. You took the heart and soul out of the 49ers offense, and still it came down to a missed field goal. This is not a team that should be laying 3 points on the road. Is the Browns defense really good? Yeah, it is. But Jay, Deshaun Watson may play. Who gives a shit? He's got a rotator cuff. Now he has to deal with a Gus Bradley defense. The Colts defense is legit. They held their last two opponents under 90 yards rushing. And if the Browns can't run the ball, who are they? Do you really trust the Browns to beat anyone through the air, whether it's Watson or PJ Walker? They rank 27th in offensive DVOA. The Colts also own this series. 4-2 last 6 in Indianapolis, 8-2 last 10 overall. If it's PJ Walker and his 45 QBR, the Colts are upgraded to a top play. If it's Deshaun Watson, I'll downgrade the Colts a bit, but I'm still on Indianapolis. Suggest waiting for you guys to get this at 3.5 because the perception of Deshaun Watson, the number's going to go up. The public still views Watson as the QB he was pre-massage. Give me the Indianapolis Colts, but I'm going to wait on this because if Watson does play, this is going up to 3.5, maybe even 4. Either way, I like the Colts in this spot at home. Give me the Colts plus the points.
Bills versus Patriots.
Buffalo's laying 8.5. The total here is at 40.5. So 75% of the money is in on the under. It's already dropped a 0.5 from open. I'm going to back it as well. Look, the Patriots just can't score. Their offense is pretty hard to watch. Ranks 29th in DVOA. They score the second fewest points in the league. Buffalo ranks 3rd on defense points allowed. Mac Jones is just in for a horrible day. 30th in QBR. He has 5 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. The Patriots are actually debating a 2-quarterback system. The under is 5-1 in the Patriots games this season. It's also 3 of the last 4 for Buffalo. The Bills have less than 3 scores in the last 2 games. I do expect that to change, but that may not change in this spot. New England does one thing right, and that's defense. Top 10. This is another low-scoring divisional game. Give me the under-the-posted total of 40.5.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Three NFL games for this Sunday. Three straight, three two-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
Commanders versus Giants.
Commanders are laying 2. The total here is at 39.5. I'm expecting a massive game from Terry McLaurin. Here it is, top prop. Give me Terry McLaurin over 70 yards receiving. Look, the guy loves facing the Giants. In 7 games versus New York, he's never had less than 70 yards receiving. That's an average over 92 yards per game. He's hit this number in 2 of his last 3 games. McLaurin is getting in sync with Howell. Look, Sam Howell's been a beast. QB1 already has over 1,500 yards passing. He's been better than expected and getting better. The Giants also have the 3rd worst yards per completion. So McLaurin should have a monster day against what's a weak Giants secondary. Give me Terry McLaurin over 70 yards receiving.
Falcons versus Buccaneers.
Tampa's laying 2.5. The total here is at 38.5. And I actually like Atlanta early in this spot. The Bucs got pounded last week. Well, a better word is exposed. And Atlanta didn't win either. Lopsided spreadsheet. Still, Falcons didn't win. And how do you do that? Ritter threw 3 interceptions. Washington played on short fields. That's how you outgain a team by 200 yards and still lose the game. Washington had to travel less than 30 yards on 2 of their 3 touchdowns. This is the perfect get-right spot for the Falcons. 2 teams that are pretty much polar opposites of one another. Falcons tend to jump out early, then falter down the stretch. Tampa Bay tends to come out sluggish, offense averaging 1 point per first quarter, 28th in the NFL. Falcons top 10 first half defense. Typically that correlates to the run game, and it makes complete sense. Tampa can't run the ball. 30th in run game success rate, 29th in rushing yards. Atlanta has a run-stop defense, 11th in yards allowed. Expect them to stop the run early, force Baker into uncomfortable spots. Close game at the half. I'm still going to lean Falcons with the lead. But listen, we get the added bonus here with the Falcons plus 1.5 in the first half, that if the game is tied at halftime, we still cash that ticket. Give me the Atlanta Falcons first half plus 1.5.
Lions versus Ravens.
The Ravens are laying 3. The total here is at 42.5. Now, the line has moved from 2.5 to 3. Ravens are laying 3. I'm also laying 3 with the Ravens. Look, the Lions are just too banged up right now. And I get it. The Detroit Lions, a feel-good story. No one has backed this team more than I have. I get it. The resurgence of Jared Goff, tough defense, blue-collar mentality, head coach biting off kneecaps. A lot to love in Motor City, but somehow that's overshadowing the fact the Ravens are the better team with the better defense. And unlike in Tampa Bay last week, the weather conditions are not going to be ideal for Goff. 60, chance of rain, 20 mile an hour per winds, hostile environment, and the Ravens feast on the NFC. 17-3 in the last 20 games against the NFC. Lay the points with Baltimore. Best bet for this show, Baltimore Ravens laying the 3. I get the Lions have been lighting it up, but not this week. Not against the number 2 overall defense in the NFL. Top in pretty much every category that matters. 4th in scoring D, 10th against the run, 2nd against the pass. They also shut it down when it counts. Baltimore ranks 2nd in red zone scoring percentage. Team scoring touchdowns on just 25% of the times they hit the red zone. Baltimore is also a tough place to play, and the Ravens protect their house, 68% at home all time. Jackson is 27-10 at home as a starter. I love the Baltimore Ravens in this spot. Give me the Baltimore Ravens laying the 3. Best bet for this show, Ravens laying the 3.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on whylose.com. That's the letter YLOSE.com.
Steelers versus Rams.
The Rams are laying 3. The total is at 44.5. And I am on the over here. Look, I'm not a big fan of the Steelers offense. But the Rams are going to carry this one over to post the total. There's a reason why the total spiked from 42.5, currently sitting at 44.5. Pittsburgh's offense isn't it. I mean, their offense is absolute garbage. The Steelers are dead last in early down success rate. That leaves them chasing the chains. The only reason they're 3-2 is defense. But they score on defense. They had two defensive touchdowns against the Browns. The Rams, on the other hand, they do put up points, and they are putting up points. Say what you want about the steel curtain. It's more like drapes these days. Pittsburgh's defense isn't a top-tier unit. In fact, the black and gold rank in the middle of the pack in pretty much every defensive category. With a healthy Stafford and Cooper Kupp, the Rams can pick apart this defense. They rank 6th in yards per drive, 7th in total offense. Those numbers are only going to increase now that Kupp's back in the lineup. I'm expecting the Rams to do most of the heavy lifting, just add in a couple touchdowns from Pittsburgh. I'm going to lean Rams, but I love the over in this spot, over 44.5.
Cardinals versus Seahawks.
Seahawks are laying 8. The total here is at 44.5. Seattle will cook this Arizona offense. Look, the Dobbs experiment is over. He was great to start the year, but last two games, his QBR 58.5 or lower. 3 interceptions to 2 touchdowns, putting up 29 over the last 2 weeks combined. To beat Seattle, you're going to have to score points. They ranked 9th in the NFL, 2nd best run game. All their pieces are now coming back healthy. Just a tough spot for Arizona to be in. Their defense allows the 5th most points in the league. So what does Arizona do well? I mean, below average offense, 5th worst defense. They have covered in just one division game last 11. Against Seattle, 1-4 both straight up and ATS last 5. Even over a touchdown, I have to take Seattle in this spot.
Packers versus Broncos.
The Packers are laying 1.5. The total here is at 45. So 65% of the money's backing Denver. I'm also going to back Denver. Listen, reluctantly, yes, but I'm still backing Denver. Look, the Broncos aren't very good, but neither are the Packers. Packers have an atrocious offense. They rank 28th in production. They haven't scored more than 20 in 3 straight weeks. Jordan Love ranks 23rd in passer rating. I'm not saying Denver is far and above better, but the numbers are too close for me not to back the home team. Denver had the Chiefs, Jets, and Dolphins in 3 of the last 4 weeks. When they faced Chicago, they got that win. So Denver can beat the lesser teams. Their schedule has just been brutal. Despite the Russ jokes and memes, and yes, guilty, they rank 9th in total passing yards. Green Bay allows the 7th most completions in the league. So expect Russ to have one of his better games. Give me the Broncos catching a short number at home. I'll take Denver plus the 1.5.
Chargers versus Chiefs.
Chiefs are laying 5.5. The total here is at 47.5. And we have a rule. We fade the Chiefs when laying more than 3. We fade the Chiefs when playing the Chargers. It's that simple. Take the Chargers. Look, I'm not worried about Herbert. He just missed a couple throws last week that he normally makes. The Chargers are still a top 10 passing offense, both in yards, DVOA, and success rate. So what is DVOA? The easy answer is it's a stat of stats compiled into a stat. The correct answer calculates a team's success based on down and distance of each play during the season, then calculates how much more or less successful each team is compared to the league average. Okay? So that answers that. Look, believe it or not, and this might sound crazy, but the Chargers are actually 3 or 4 plays from being a 5-0 team. Remember, they went toe-to-toe with both the Dolphins and Cowboys. One considered the best offense in the league, the other a top 5 defense. So LA can hang on both sides of the ball. And remember, this is a divisional game, a big rivalry. Last 6 against the Chiefs, Chargers have covered this number in 5 of them. They lost 3 games to Kansas City by 3 points, lost 1 by 6, won the other 2 outright on the field. We'll see more of the same on Sunday. With a healthy-ish Herbert, LA has lost only twice by more than 6 points. That's all games combined over the last 2 years. The Bolts are 5-1 against the spread their last six against KC. In Arrowhead, the Chargers have covered six of the last eight. They're going to cover this one. I actually believe the Chargers win this game on the field. But listen, I'm taking the points. Give me the Chargers plus the 5.5.
J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Three NFL games for this Sunday. Three straight, 3 2-team parlays, 1 week, $99. His Pro Football Triple Crown must go 3-0 or the entire NFL season is free. J.A. Cavaliers Pro Football Triple Crown. Link in the description below. Click the link now and jump on the money train.
That's right. Get to YLose.com. That's the letter YLOSE.com. Pick up this week's NFL Triple Crown. Three max bets for Sunday. Three straight, 3 2-team parlays. 1 week, $99. Must go 6-0 or the entire NFL season is free. Link in the description below. Well, that's it for me this week, NFL Week 7. I'll see you guys back here next week as I break down NFL Week 8. But until then, remember, bet with your heads, not above them.
Day, week, month, and season packages available on YLose.com. That's the letter Y, L-O-S-E.com.